Welcome to Talk is Jericho, the pod of thunder and rock and roll, and the home of the patented Duff McKagan joke of the week.
Chris Jericho, Duff McKagan here. It's International Joke Day today, I guess. I hope everybody's doing well. I listed a little help from Karam, our sound guy, who, Chris Jericho, you say the guy is epic. Well, he's right here.
Yes.
So we have a knock-knock joke. I can't do it by myself. This is Karam's joke. Here we go.
Hey, Duff.
Yes.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting Cal.
Interrupting Cal. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
All right. Thank you, Duff. And GNR sound guy, Karam, getting in on the fun. Interrupting Karam. I think that might have been our first ever knock-knock joke for the joke of the week. Guns N' Roses getting ready for their South American tour. They start up again on September 1st. They're going to Mexico, Asia, ending the year in Australia and New Zealand. And Fozzy's getting ready to hit the road as well. Save the World Tour starts up again on September 8th in Columbus, Ohio. We're crisscrossing the States, headed to Canada as well. FozzyRock.com has all the dates and ticket information, along with details on our legendary VIP meet and greets. Also headed back to Europe in November, starting in Manchester on November 4th. We're going to Birmingham, Nottingham, Dublin, Belfast, Swansea, Bournemouth, Bristol, Glasgow, London. We're going to England, Ireland, Northern Ireland, Scotland, Wales. And then we're taking the show down under to New Zealand and Australia. Kicking things off in Auckland on November 28th and hitting Brisbane, Melbourne, Sydney, and Adelaide as well. Come rock with us this fall, FozzyRock.com, for all info and ticket details. But if you're looking for something to do next weekend, and you live in Boston or the surrounding areas, you should definitely check out the inaugural Silver Scream Con. This is the brainchild of Talk is Jericho alumni and Ice Nine Kills founder and frontman Spencer Charnas, who organized and curated the whole convention. If you listen to his last appearance on Talk is Jericho, or if you listen to any Ice Nine Kills albums, including their newest one, Welcome to Horrorwood, then you know how much Spencer and the band love horror films. So the Silver Scream Con is happening next weekend, like I said, August 26th to the 28th, at the Doubletree Boston North Shore in Danvers, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston. All the info, including a schedule of events, available at silverscreamcon.com. And today I got Spencer back on the show to talk about this incredible convention, what inspired the idea, what it took to put together, how he booked the stellar lineup, which includes so many horror luminaries from the horror world, including Friday the 13th's Kane Hodder, Doug Bradley from Hellraiser, of course he's Pinhead, Bill Moseley from Devil's Rejects, Scream's Skeet Ulrich, the original Michael Myers, Nick Castle, and another Talk is Jericho alumni, Tom Arnold from Dead Ant, and so many more. Spencer and Ice Nine Kills have also been touring this summer, opening up a handful of stadium dates with Metallica. Spencer's got great stories about those experiences and some great stuff from the set of his band's latest music videos, which are mini horror movies in the cells, all connected together. So here we go. Spencer Charnas from Ice Nine Kills returns to Talk is Jericho to talk all things about the Silver Scream Con right here, right now.
We could just jump right into it. So I was looking on Instagram the other day and I saw Jose Mangan's post about being the metal ambassador host of Silver Scream Con. And, of course, looking into it, who's behind it but my old buddy Spencer from Ice Nine Kills, which is amazing to me. And I'll tell you the reason why, first and foremost, is that, okay, I have organized my own cruise, but I've never organized my own horror convention. And I was like, this is perfect, something that you would do. And I wanted to talk to you more about it. Like, obviously, we have a kindred spirit ship of horror movie fanaticism. But what led you to say, "Get, I'm going to go the next mile and start my whole new horror movie convention"?
Well, I remember the first time I ever went to one of these was at this convention they used to do in Massachusetts in Worcester. I'm sure you're familiar with the Palladium,
Worcester,
the Centrum, Worcester. They used to do something called Rock and Shock, and I just remember discovering what that was, and I was like, "Wait a minute, you're telling me I can go into this place and not only buy amazing masks and all this horror memorabilia and t-shirts, but you get to meet the people from these movies that I love." The whole concept blew my mind. And I was like a kid in a candy shop, just getting to meet, you know, everyone from Kane Hodder to Bill Moseley, people that we started to work with now, but it was crazy. And I remember also one of the things that got my mind on it was I love this horror theme park called Spooky World that my dad took me to when I was a little kid in Berlin, Massachusetts, like deep in the woods in Berlin, Massachusetts. And he took me when I was like 5 or 6. And the first 2 years he took me, I was too scared to go in. I had him drive all the way there and someone like, you know, we got there and like some guy dressed as a chainsaw maniac jumped out of me and I said, "Dad, I want to go home right now." He's like, "We just got here, going." But when I finally got the courage to actually go, it was incredible. And after the hayride portion of it, the haunted hayride, you got to meet the celebrities from the film. So I met Kane Hodder, and this is back like in the Jason Goes to Hell era, and George Wilbur, who played Michael Myers a couple of times. And I just remember the feeling of being able to interact with those people. And I thought, this is perfect for what our fans love. And I'm really excited it's all come together.
I remember just to jump on that when I was, I was still living in St. Louis. So I was probably 5 or 6 years old. And for some reason, I was able to convince my mom to take me through like a haunted house. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those ones where it's like a Universal Studios where you walk through and you see all the things surrounding and you walk. And I remember after about 3 or 4 minutes, I was terrified, but you can't go back because there's too many people behind you. So I remember my mom like just carrying me, and there was this lady in a bathtub of blood.
Oh.
And I remember she was lying there and I was just freaking out. She looked at me, she was trying to be nice, and she kind of smiled at me like, "It's okay, little guy." And it just threw me over the edge. Like, she's smiling at me. Go, 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 go. But I mean, that's, you know, those memories have caused us to become these people that we are today.
That sounds awesome. I wish I got to go to that haunted house.
Exactly.
I didn't see anyone in a bathtub of blood.
You mentioned that, okay, so you did the hayride and all this other stuff. So you decide that you want to do a horror movie convention. Now, we spoke last time when your new record came out and just all the horror elements. We discussed maybe trying to do something together for one of your videos. It didn't work out, but it will in the future. Very much Ice Nine Kills is a horror movie-based band, which kind of ties into all your songs and your gimmick and your stage presentation. And in my opinion, one of the best, most exciting new bands in the world today because of that. So you've always had the horror tie-in. So what made you decide, like, I want to go do my own convention now?
Well, thank you so much for saying that, man. I appreciate that. For me, horror has always been more than just the movies. It's like this culture,
yeah,
and this subculture of people who you run into at a midnight screening of Friday the 13th, Part 5. You know, that like those little things that you go to where you meet like-minded people that really get the joke. They're not actually sick, depraved people. But they're in on the joke. They're having a good time. They get what horror is, that it's not for crazy people. It's just escapism.
Sure.
I think there's a real sense of community around these films. And I've been fortunate enough to start to do these conventions as someone that people want to meet, as crazy as it seems to me.
Mm-hmm.
I recently hooked up with this guy, Sean Clark, who represents a lot of people in the business, you know, everyone from, you know, the cast of Scream to, you know, Norman Reedus. And so I've been doing these horror conventions and meeting not only the great fans, but these celebrities. You know, most of these people are just the nicest folks you could possibly meet. And they're so gracious and excited that anyone wants to wait in line to meet them.
Mm-hmm.
So it just seemed like the perfect time to do it. We seem to meet enough people where the band name is known to a lot of these actors now, whether it's from fans of ours tweeting at them saying, "Oh, you got to check out Danielle Harris. You got to check out this band, Ice Nine Kills." They, you know, do a whole song about Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
The last convention that we did really sort of sent it over the edge for me in terms of, we got to do this, because we did this Florida one called Spookala. And we even had a show element to it where we played, and we're playing in this club, and I look up and, you know, James Hugh Courtney, who plays the new Michael Myers there, and Ari Lehman, who played Jason, and we're playing these songs based on the movies and the work that they've done, and just seeing that the connection to them and the connection to the audience, it just seems like the right time for the Silver Scream Con.
Okay, so it's the right time. So what do? Location, you got to find a hotel that has done this before. Like, where do you even start?
Very good question. So one of the conventions that I had done, I think it was the first one I ever had done, was called Astronomicon, put on by this guy, George, and Mike. And they manage the band Twisted. Mm. And they've developed a really great setup for Astronomicon. I went to it. It was in Michigan, just a little outside of Detroit. And I was blown away by the professionalism of how it was set up and how the guests were taken care of and how every little logistic was great. I mean, I went into my hotel room, and in there, you know, waiting for me was like a customized hockey jersey that said my name on the back. They're like, mm-hmm. These guys have got it down. So when the idea came to do our own convention, I was like, we got to hook up with these guys because they're pros. This is our first time doing it. And we don't want to go in and put on a mediocre show for the first one. We want it to be slick and polished and awesome. And we partnered up with them, and they've been incredible. And they have that expertise and that knowledge that will hopefully, you know, we can skip a few steps and not right. have to go through those like triumphs and tribulations of a first year show.
So you kind of basically, it's similar to, like I said, the Jericho cruise that I've been doing. The fourth one comes up in February, but you hook up with the promoter, basically Sixth Man, who specializes in theme cruises, the Kiss cruise and, you know, Kid Rock, and now it's Jericho, whatever it may be. So they kind of help you with the heavy lifting of the logistics of it. And then you got to fill in all the rest of the blanks, correct? Same idea?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, they've been very hands-on, though. And you know, we have a text chain, and we're almost texting, I would say every day about what guests we're going to announce next and what vendor is going to be there and what can we do to take it to the next level. Like, we're working right now to have this sort of experience where you can step inside Patrick Bateman's apartment and have a little photo op. Mm. It's just been really exciting. And we obviously have a team that we do a ton of our promotional stuff with for the band, with websites and graphic design, and our artist, Mike Cortada. So it was nice to kind of take these people that we work with exclusively on Ice Nine Kills and bring them into the Silver Scream and really get a polished website down, and really cool video trailers that our guy Bemis put together, and sort of apply everything that we do with Ice Nine Kills just to a different platform.
Right.
It's been so much fun, man. And so excited about the guests that we've been able to get so far.
Well, and we'll talk about them, but first and foremost is the location of it. And it's in Boston, in Danvers, Massachusetts, which is basically your backyard. Was that something that you said, we have to have this in the Boston area?
Yeah, that from the onset, this band has been a Massachusetts-based band. That's where we start. That's where our roots are. That's where I was first inspired by the Rock and Shock Convention and Spooky World. So I thought it was only right to hold it in our home state. The tickets are selling really, really well, and we hope that this becomes an annual thing. That's the idea. And beyond that, you know, maybe we'll expand to do the Silver Scream Con maybe a few times a year. Maybe there's one in LA, or maybe there's one in Chicago. But yeah, definitely wanted the first one to be based in Massachusetts. And it's Danvers is right next to Salem, which obviously has a huge history of the macabre and spirits, and obviously the witch trials. So we thought, oh man, this is not only a cool opportunity for people to come from all over the world, which we've been seeing, you know, been buying tickets from Australia and all over Europe to see the convention, but maybe stay a few days and check out Salem, because there's many sights to see.
And that's a great idea too, because I think it's Days of the Dead. They have kind of the franchise. They do it in Chicago, and they do it in Indianapolis, and Silver Scream, you could do the same if it becomes a hit. That's a great idea.
Thank you. And I was excited to call it the Silver Scream, because obviously, you know, we've got our kind of franchise albums that we're building called that under that umbrella. And I was thinking, what could we call it that would have obviously the brand name recognition for our fans, But if you didn't know Ice Nine Kills or know about the album, it just sounds like a cool name for a horror convention. So I was excited about that.
Surprised no one's used it before.
Me too. I remember searching. I was like, someone's got to use that. But no.
So I was looking through the website and I saw a couple sold out things and I clicked on the first one and it's the Ice Nine Kills gig that you guys are doing, which obviously anytime you see sold out on anything associated with Ice Nine Kills or Silver Scream is great. So another idea that you have that's different is you actually are doing a show at the convention.
Yeah. So from the onset, I thought, you know, we're doing this. This is the first year. We understood that maybe some of our fans have never been to a horror convention or don't, you know, necessarily understand what it is. For me, I remember when I found out about the concept, I was like, oh, this is amazing. I didn't really get exactly what was going to happen there, but we wanted to make that extra incentive, especially if people were traveling from all over the world, that not only do you get to hang and meet these celebrities and listen to all these cool panels, but you get an in-concert as well. It's awesome because we got our friends in Twisted with us and we have Ari Lehman's band, First Jason. And of course, Ari played Jason Voorhees that, you know, jumps out of the water in at the end of part one. So he's awesome. And he plays like this guitar that looks like an axe on stage. And it's going to be a fun event, man.
He's done a great job, Ari Lehman, because I do these conventions sparingly. And now my rule is if I can get somebody cool for Talk is Jericho, I'll do it. But anytime you do, you always see Ari there. And he has the one 8x10 of Jason coming out of the water. And that was it.
Yeah, yeah. That's all you need.
3 seconds. He's made a career out of it.
Dude, right. I mean, because that's like one of the most iconic shots in horror history, that's all you need.
Yeah,
you just need that one 8x10.
That's it. And then his band First Jason,
they kill it. And I was really happy that we could have him be on the show, and he's so excited about it. We got to get you there next year. Got to get you at the Silver Scream.
We just have to find somebody cool to interview for Talk is Jericho, but you have quite a few cool. I guess I was gonna ask you, so you mentioned that you have, you know, the guys helping you out with the booking, but are you like, I know for once again, I'm comparing it. The only thing I can compare it to from my end is the Jericho cruise where I hand pick every talent on board. Are you doing the same with every one of the guests here? Are you having a lot of say in who's going to be booked?
Yeah, pretty much. Obviously there have been ideas brought to me and I'm like, oh my God, that's amazing. Like I never would have thought of having Paul Soder, and Eric from the Broken Lizard team, you know, they're the guys that created Super Troopers and Beer Fest and Club Dread. Love those movies. I just didn't know they were involved in the convention world at all. Mm. What's so cool about it is I'm a huge horror fan, obviously, but my other love in terms of cinema is comedy. Films like American Psycho kind of fit right in between. You know, you have the horror and you have the comedy. So to have people related to the comic realm of the film business is perfect and apropos in terms of what I love, at least, and what we try to do with the band.
Well, and that's the thing too, is you have to kind of make it a little bit more diverse, because when you're talking about these conventions, I mean, I'm looking at the roster that you have and some of the people you see quite often, for example, like Kane Hodder does quite a few. I mean, Felissa Rose, she's always doing these conventions, which is great, but you can't have the same group of people at every convention. You want to try and shake up that lineup a little bit.
Absolutely. And we've got some people that don't do them normally or really ever. Tom Arnold, I have never seen at a horror convention. I'm sure he's done a couple maybe in the past, but you know, I've been a big fan of him. His all the way back from the Roseanne days and True Lies. I remember just him cracking me up with Arnold Schwarzenegger. They had such great chemistry. You know, his tie into the horror genre is that he was in Freddy's Dead. He has that cameo with Roseanne. Something that's also cool is, you know, we're sort of building our own Ice Nine Kills universe with the Silver Scream and Welcome to Horrorwood, having some people that are involved in those music videos, like Ricky Dean Logan, who is also in Freddy's Dead and Seinfeld and Back to the Future, and Bill Moseley, who plays Captain Harris, you know, the police officer hot on our tail, trying to bring me down, put me in the electric chair.
Well, like you said, yeah, because you have a lot of those types of. But first of all, I want to say Tom Arnold says another horror movie connection. Haven't you seen Dead Ant?
Dead Ant and Body Bags.
Body Bags. Seen that? He came on Talk Is Jericho to promote Dead Ant, and it's quite the flick, I'll tell you. Giant insect movies.
I got to see it. I haven't seen that one.
That's you'll be okay. Take my word for it. Yeah, but you do create the universe because there's a lot like Bill Moseley's in your videos. So you're using a lot of the kind of the horror movie icons, so to speak, in the Einstein Kills videos, which kind of, like you mentioned, it's reciprocal and just it's the perfect guys to have as guests on the con.
Yeah, it's really cool. And, you know, Miko Hughes, who's, you know, obviously the little boy in Pet Sematary,
yep,
who we got to be in our video to play the truck driver killing the little boy. He's going to be there. So we're going to have a lot of panels that are, this is the Silver Screen Welcome to Horrorwood panel where we talk to these actors and talk to them about what it's been like to work with the band. And as you mentioned before, we have Jose Mangan from SiriusXM. He's going to be hosting it. And it's really trying to bridge that world of metal and horror and comedy into one kind of giant melting pot of a gory good time.
Something else that's really cool that people started doing over the years is the photo ops, but in costume. People love that. And you have a whole, I can't find it right, but a whole gaggle, great word, of your guests that are going to be dressed up in their different costumes for the photo ops, which I find very interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. We have Andrew Bernarski dressing up as Leatherface. Of course, he was in the 2003 one. But I was also a big fan of his. He was in the John Singleton movie, Higher Learning. He was in The Program. He's a really cool guy.
He's quite the character.
He is a character. Yeah. And we have, you know, Bill Moseley from as Otis Driftwood. We've got Daniel Harris dressing up in the clown outfit from the Halloween franchise. A full band, Ice Nine Kills photo op. Kane is going to come as Jason. It's going to be pretty darn cool. And the Broken Lizard guys dressing up as the Super Troopers.
And you're dressing up as the American Psycho, mm-hmm, Spencer version from the video as well.
Exactly. I just, you know, put on my bloody raincoat and grab an axe and I'm ready to rock.
I know that David Howard Thornton, who plays Art the Clown, cleans up at those when he has to dress up with the whole getup and stuff.
He's amazing, man. That guy's got quite a smile under that makeup.
Oh, I know, right?
Terrifying.
He actually played the Grinch for years at a children's Christmas play in Broadway.
Really?
So he's got if you watch Art the Clown, it's very Grinchy and facially, and he's got the little movements and stuff. That's kind of where it comes from.
Blown away by that guy. I can't wait to see part two.
Terrifier 2.
What a vicious film.
Was there anybody that you didn't get that you were hoping to get, or are you still adding more guests for Silver Screen?
We just confirmed Doug Bradley, of course, Pinhead, which
that's
is a,
huge,
which is a pretty huge one. We've been able to really get most of the people we've wanted, some stuff, just that scheduling didn't work out. But we're also keeping in mind we want to do this next year. So we don't want to get everyone there this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of these guests, I love all of them, but, you know, some of these, like Nick Castle. I mean, Halloween is the movie that made me love horror movies. Mm-hmm. That's what I first became obsessed with. So to have Nick Castle, the original Michael Myers, is just, to me, insane. And I got to hang out with him at this convention that I just did in Phoenix last weekend. And we went out to dinner together. I'm like, this is Michael Myers, having a conversation with him about the appetizers. But this is the guy that started it all, so to speak.
So would Nick Castle do a photo session with his costume on, or how does that work?
I don't think he does that.
Gotcha.
Yeah, some of the people don't like to do the in costume stuff, but a lot of them do. So we'll take what we can get.
So what other kind of things are you doing? Like, what other ideas do you have that's going to make Silver Scream different from another horror convention?
Well, other than the show, we have this interactive photo opportunity that's not like something you have to pay for or anything. It's just going to be in the main midway, and the whole area is going to be set up as Patrick Bateman's apartment. So you get to kind of step in there, do a photo op. And we also are going to have an Ice Nine Kills movie museum sort of exhibit where we're on display. We're going to have a lot of the props from our own Ink universe, you know, whether it's the mask from Stabbing in the Dark or the horn from our It Is the End music video. There's going to be a ton of stuff that fans are going to want to get pictures of and see in person. And I always approach that stuff as a fan, because when I see screen used stuff from the movies that I love, I always flip out. So I think it's going to be a great time. We're going to have Jose Mangan hosting scary event on Friday night, where we get to kind of jam out and do some songs with the celebrities. We're going to have Ryan Downey, a good friend of ours, host most of the panels. And I'm working with him very meticulously and on creating some really cool panels where we have, you know, Nick Castle and James Jude Courtney on one panel, sort of the two shapes of Michael Myers, so to speak, and talk about passing the torch. I think it's going to be awesome. And I'm really optimistic about how it's going.
And horror fans would eat that up. I would love to hear kind of the difference in playing the shape in the 70s in comparison to playing the shape in 2022.
Absolutely. Whole different set of knife skills.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, yeah.
No, and I think that's one of the reasons why this works, because obviously there's going to be a lot of people that come because they're Ice Nine Kills fans, and you want to expand that so that horror fans come. But I mean, like, once again, the hotel is even sold out right now. That's the other sold out tag here. So obviously people are responding to the convention.
Yeah, it's awesome. And in the hotel we checked out a few months back, and it's a big, beautiful hotel. And another interesting thing, there's a water park inside the hotel, which we're going to be calling the Slaughter Park, obviously.
Of course.
So I've never heard of another convention, a horror convention, having an actual water park. So that should be pretty fun, just as long as people don't drink too much and then go swimming.
Right. Yeah. Reverse it.
Or maybe we'll have Ari jump out of the water.
There you go. At the bottom.
There you go.
He jumps out right when you come off the end. He jumps out, screams for everyone.
Ma'am, we didn't find any boy. So we'll see what happens at the end.
That's right. We didn't find any boy.
The boy that dragged me under the water.
Where is he?
Such a great scene.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the modern horror that's going on. You know, obviously you're super, have your ear to the ground when it comes to some of the movies that have come out recently. What have you seen recently that's kind of blown you away as far as horror?
Oh man, I really, I saw Black Phone a couple of weeks ago.
And How was that?
I thought that was really cool. The DP just nailed the look of the 70s. You know, it's sometimes hard to get that look without looking like you're trying too hard. Like, hey, this is retro, this is 70s. But the look of the film was very cool, and the acting was fantastic. I'm really excited to see Nope. Mm-hmm. That's the new Jordan Peele movie that's coming up.
Yep.
And I went to like an activation event at the Universal Studios backlot a couple of nights ago, and it was just a really creative event. Apparently, there's like a theme park within the movie that plays an element of the story. They basically took the set from the movie and put it on the back lot of Universal Studios.
Oh, wow.
And so it was this big, like, kind of block party. And we were actually partying on the back lot street. They had a DJ set up. And I'm like, this looks like, you know, every movie I've ever seen. And it happened to be right in front of the house from The Burbs, if you've ever seen that movie.
Yeah, of course.
So I felt like Corey Feldman on the lawn there. So I'm really excited about that. I really enjoyed the new Scream that came out. Excited to see that they're making a new one. I was telling you, I was at the Phoenix Horror Convention, and Neve Campbell was there. And I got to meet her. We ended up on the same flight. We're hanging out in the lounge before the flight. We're like, oh, let's go to the plane. Let's get our flight. And right when we got there, the doors had closed. So you guys can't get on the flight because they changed the boarding time. And Nev and I are like, what are you talking about? You didn't tell us.
Oh, wow.
So here we are, Nev and I, scrambling to find another flight. We end up like getting delayed an hour. So it's like Team Nev and Spencer running through the airport trying to catch the flight. And eventually we got on another flight, but we had a whole hour to kill. And we were just hanging out at the bar talking. And I tried to play it cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's awesome. Such a nice woman and such a great actress.
What was that movie she was in with Matt Dillon?
Wild Things.
Wild Things. Oh, man. Amazing.
So good.
She was at her peak in that movie. Did we discuss X? Did we talk about X?
Oh, X. Yeah.
The Ty West movie? Yeah.
We did. I think we texted back and forth about it. I'm glad you brought that up. That was incredible. And some of the shots in that blew my mind. Spoiler alert. But that one kill where the blood, the kill is happening in front of a car that has its lights on at night.
Yeah.
And as the blood sprays from the person's wound, it starts covering the headlight and the whole picture turns red.
Yeah.
There was some real artistry behind that film. And I appreciated it. So I would say that was one of the best I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, I really like his work. I loved House of the Devil that he did. But this one, like, once again, it's a period piece. So they really kind of nailed that. I believe it was late 70s, I think, right? The time frame for that.
Yeah.
And then just, once again, spoiler alert, just the out of nowhere, bizarre, giant alligator.
Yeah.
I thought that was so fucking cool. I watched that scene about 10 times. I loved it.
Absolutely. I got to see that when we were on our last tour on an off day. It blew my mind and was so excited to hear that they actually filmed like a sequel while they were filming that one.
Yeah.
So they have already got the sequel in the can. I can't wait to see that. And I love the little nods. There was definitely some Texas Chainsaw and some Evil Dead and even maybe some Friday the 13th references in there that I really, really appreciated.
It's funny because I remember I got a I don't even think it was an offer. I think it was like an audition or something along those lines. They want you to audition for this movie. They're filming in New Zealand. It's the new Ty West movie, but it was right in the middle of the pandemic. And in order to do it, you would have to go to New Zealand and quarantine for 2 weeks. And I'm like, I'm not going to quarantine and sit in a hotel room for 2 weeks. That's insane. That'd drive me crazy.
Crazy. That's hilarious.
But had I done it, maybe I would be, maybe I would have been eaten by an alligator. In X.
Yeah, I feel like you would have been the main guy with the cowboy hat. That would have been awesome.
It could have been. Yeah, I could have had that. But
yeah,
you mentioned a couple times about the shots in these movies. Do you direct Ice Nine Kill videos?
I'm very hands-on with the writing and the overall direction, casting. But we have someone else directed, this great guy, Jensen, who's done all the videos for Silver Scream 2, Welcome to Horrorwood. But definitely very involved. Me and my buddy write the script and the dialogue. It's cool to be sort of on both sides of the camera in that respect. And we're filming some more stuff this week. We're actually casting like crazy, trying to get all the extra parts filled for this pretty wild one that's coming up. And it's for me, it's like a dream come true to be able to do this kind of music and also kind of make our own mini movies. But at the same time, I've gained such a huge respect for people who make feature films because, you know, even on the set for 1 day or 2 days, I'm like, how do you guys do this for like 6 weeks, you know?
Right.
It's insane and can be very grueling, but obviously a hell of a lot of fun. And the last one we were filming about a month ago, it still hasn't come out. We were filming like in the middle of the desert in California. And right when I got there, I'm like, this place looks familiar. And it was actually the gas station / store from the beginning of House of a Thousand Corpses, like Captain wow. Spaulding's store.
Yeah.
Getting to do that and go to some of those locations and film is so cool.
Is that something that you might want to do in the future, is direct a horror movie?
I think so, or at least write it. The only thing with directing is you got to be on your feet the whole day. And I kind of like to sit down. But if they get me a nice chair or something, maybe I could do it.
One of them chairs with your name on the back.
Exactly. But I definitely have grand aspirations to make movies, and whether they're involving the Ice Nine Kills universe or not. But something I'm definitely interested in.
Well, I can see that, yeah, because that's like, once again, we talked, I think, last time about Rob Zombie and how he's kind of expanded his, you know, his universe into directing as well. And he's a very visual guy. His shows are very visual, as are yours. You pay a lot of attention to all the different gimmicks and ideas and looks on stage. You can tell.
Absolutely, man. I've always been influenced by him a great deal. And he's also from Massachusetts. So there's a lot of parallels there.
Right. Good call.
Just the other day, I was wearing a white zombie shirt I got that shirt when I was probably 9 or 10, and it is pretty much disintegrated. I mean, it says more human than human on the back, and it's all like ripped apart. I know there's a picture that exists that I've seen of me wearing that shirt when I first got it, and the only difference is it was down to my knees when I first was wearing it because I was so young.
Right from the start, right?
Oh, yeah.
Last few things, I saw some huge shows coming up for you guys this summer, stadium gigs, you know, opening for the little band called Metallica. Have you done any of the shows yet?
We played one with them in Las Vegas in February. To get that call from our agent, hey, do you want to open up for Metallica? I was like, am I hearing this right? Is it a tribute band? It's Metallica. And then they added us to these two other shows. I still get chills whenever it's mentioned. It's like a surreal thing. Obviously, for anyone that loves metal, plays guitar, you know, started doing it when I was a kid, worship Metallica. The songs still hold up after all these years. They still crush it live. And the fact that they even know who the hell we are is just like insane to me.
Were these the gigs with you, Greta Van Fleet, and Metallica? Is that the bill?
Yeah, and so I'm just very, very much looking forward to that. And when we play with them in Vegas, when we were walking in stage, we wear suits when we play, and we hear this guy yelling, "Hey, hey!" We're walking the stage. We're about to play in like 2 minutes. It was Lars, and he said he introduced himself as the drummer in the last band. What an awesome way to introduce yourself. And he was just like, looking sharp, guys. And I was like, is this real life?
Yeah.
Such nice guys. I mean, you're in a band like that and you go out of your way to say what's up to the opening band. It humbles you and it makes me want to be super accommodating to any band that opens up for us. Because you really have to, you don't want to be the dick. You want to be the guy that's gracious and taking care of the bands that are coming up as well. Because that's like kind of like the way you got to do it. It's the way, it's the rules of the road.
Absolutely. And Metallica is like that too. We did a Soundwave festival with them in Australia where we did 5 stadium shows with them and a bunch of other bands. But I still say we toured with Metallica. But just the way they ran the backstage, very gracious to everybody that was on the bill. And like you said, there was a personal touch from Lars and James and going out of the way to say hi to everybody. It really does put a lot of perspective. And like, I try and watch at least one set of the bands that open for us and anything you need type thing, only because that's how you should do it, right?
Absolutely, man. I mean, the only thing for me when we tour, and as a fellow vocalist, I'm sure you can attest, you've got to rest your voice.
Yeah.
So I try not to talk as much as possible. And I'm always thinking, man, I hope these guys don't think I'm just being a dick, because I'd love to talk and chat and be everywhere, but I got to rest the old pipes. I'm going to give a good show.
But I would assume, going back to Metallica, that probably was they handpicked you guys to be on the bill. And I would assume that Lars probably has something to do with that, because he has his ear to the ground when it comes to what's going on, you know, in the scene nowadays.
That's what we've heard. You know, when it happened, we're like, a lot of people were like, wow, that means that they handpicked you, because they're very particular about the bands they choose. And I don't know, for me, it felt like, as an artist, we're all like insecure in some ways, you know, people are going to like our songs or people going to like this album. To get that validation, that stamp of approval. And same thing for, you know, Slipknot taking us out. I'm just like, it's a great feeling to be doing it for so long and have like these cornerstones of the genre, these iconic bands say, hey, these guys are pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's awesome, because for so many years, you know, we weren't the cool kids or we weren't the cool band, or no one wanted to take us out because they thought we were some bullshit like gimmick or something, or that our name was weird, or they don't like horror. We just never gave up and we just always had thick skin and tried to put our heads down and keep working at it, and always just tried to stay grounded. And to get those kind of calls to be involved with those bands is means the world to us.
We had that once. We got invited to open for Iron Maiden at a stadium in Los Angeles, the Bank of California Stadium. And it was one show, but they invited us personally. And it's the same thing. It was like, us? Really? And my point is, we did the gig. And then, you know, like you said, we're tearing down. You got to make sure that you are on time. This is Iron Maiden. This is Metallica. There's no fucking around with the, you know, you finish your gig and you tear the shit. Anyways, and I hung out for a bit at the stage and got everything to care. And then I'm walking back to the dressing room and here they come down the hallway. Iron Maiden, all of them in their stage gear. And it's just like, hey, Bruce.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve. You know, it's like, how's the gig? It was good. Oh, good. Thanks a lot. Good to have you. And it's just like the ultimate, like the gods are walking towards you. It's just like, oh, what a great moment.
No big deal, right? Just Iron Maiden approaching you.
And yeah, exactly.
We had the pleasure of doing a show with them on some of these festivals that we just did in Europe, Download specifically.
Yeah.
And their stage show, I mean, it's just like,
unbelievable.
What the hell is going on here? It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Again, inspiring to see a band that's been around that long still be so relevant and like at the top of their game.
Mm-hmm.
It's very rare to get to do what you and I do.
Right.
First of all, to get to a point where you're playing on the stage with these bands. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's a very low percentage for people that aspire to do that stuff. To not only be able to do that, but then to be around and relevant for 40 years and still be headlining these festivals, I mean, it's incredible.
Amazing, right? It's inspirational for us.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned that you weren't the cool kids for the longest time and people thought it was a gimmick, this sort of thing. What was the turning point for you guys, in your opinion, to get to this level that you're at now? Was there a song? Was there a moment, a video?
I think the tide started to turn with the release of the Silver Scream. You know, we had done the album previously about books called Every Trick in the Book, but then something clicked. And I think the book thing was sort of the perfect setup for it to kind of ease our fans into, hey, this might be a new concept.
Mm-hmm.
I think that album and some of those first few videos we put out, like the American Nightmare, which is a tribute to Nightmare on Elm Street, and Thank God It's Friday, which is Friday the 13th tribute. I think that it just really started to spread via word of mouth. And I think it got to a point where it was really hot that people couldn't necessarily ignore it. Because before that, we had every tour that we wanted that was like a quote unquote big tour at the time was like pulling teeth to try to get an opening slot on. And I want the band. And there were some very cool bands to us, but they were few and far between in terms of who would take us out. I think that marriage of the heavy music with the horror and the real sort of meticulous way we approached it, so that people who were actually really big horror fans were like, okay, these guys didn't just wake up and hear a horror buzzword and, hey, let's put on a hockey mask. Like, they could tell that I was a real fan of it. And I think that that was the turning point. And then again, I think Welcome to Horrorwood just kind of kicked it up a notch for us.
Well, there is such a connection between horror and heavy metal. I mean, there always has been. There's been documentaries about it. I've done podcasts about it. So it really does go hand in hand. It's like a modern, like we talked about last time, a modern Alice Cooper, Marilyn Manson. Ice Nine Kills is the next kind of horror movie metal band.
Well, I appreciate it. I mean, being even in the same sentence as those bands is awesome. And it's crazy. Thank you for saying that. I think you're right. I think that they're just these natural, against the grain subcultures that go together so well. They're both obviously escapism, but like on a very cellular level, if you were to pinpoint the sound of a horror movie, it's aggressive and it's scary and it's thrilling. And that's kind of the same way I feel about metal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it just sounds like it belongs, no pun intended. And for us, it's so much fun to play around with some of these scores from the films. And we work with, you know, my guy Joe and Francesco Farini, who's an incredible composer. And he sort of adds that like last finishing touch with the orchestration to these songs. And he's very good at identifying, okay, well, this one is going to be about Psycho, and Bernard Herrmann did these kind of tricks and used these kind of strings and this kind of era, and they would have sounded like they were mixed like this kind of way. It's really cool to put those like super fanboy kind of attention to detail stamps on all these tracks that we do.
Do you have ideas for like the next record or the for example, like the subjects of the songs that you would do? Are you still going to do more horror movie themes?
We're still kind of riding off this one and taking a little bit of a break, but we're still thinking of what's up next. From what the fans keep saying, they just want more, 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 more. And there are certainly more good horror movies to cover.
Yeah.
So just got to find that right balance of still keeping it exciting and still keeping it fresh. Only doing it, at least in this concept, if it feels like we're doing something new.
Right.
Hopefully that's the way it plays out.
Last few things, going back to Silver Scream, are you going to be there every day? Like, are you like the mayor of the festival, greeting people and being happy? And
yeah.
How do you envision this? Because it's a long festival, but it's yours.
Yeah, I'm going to be as involved and possible as possible. I'll be at my table, you know, meeting fans, photographs, signing autographs for a lot of it. There's a couple of in costume photo ops that I'm doing with the band and solo stuff. We'll be playing, obviously, the show on Saturday night. I'm going to be co-hosting a few of the panels. If I'm still standing by the end of the weekend, I'll be surprised.
And we already know you don't like standing a lot, so you have to have a chair.
I don't like standing. Someone pushed me around in a mobile chair, like a Dr. Evil kind of thing, maybe.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah. Is there anybody that you're super excited to meet out of the guests that you have signed up so far?
Well, let me take a look at this because now it's to a point where
you might have met them all.
I think I've met everyone pretty much. I've never really met Daniel Harris. We never had a proper introduction there, so that's exciting.
Isn't she going to be in one of your videos? Isn't Daniel in something that you're doing?
I hope next time.
Okay, gotcha.
Scout is going to be in one of them.
Oh, Scout is. That's it. Scout. That's right. That's right. Yeah.
But Eric and Paul from Broken Lizard. I'm sure you've seen Super Troopers, but have you ever seen Club Dread?
I haven't seen Club Dread.
Club Dread is their slasher.
Oh, is it? Okay.
And it's got Bill Paxton in it. It takes place on an island. It's like Club Med, except it's a slasher movie. You'd love it. It's like the perfect amount of stupid, but perfect amount of like slasher 80s goodness.
Gotcha.
And good songs. So I'm excited to meet them. I've never met Tom Arnold. Twisted, I know. Pretty much everyone else I've met. And what's cool is, you know, my girlfriend Nadia is the star of our videos.
Oh, okay.
And she's always the one that's getting killed and has been supposedly, allegedly murdered by me in the Ice Nine Kills universe. This is going to be like her first convention appearance, and I'm excited for her to do that. But yeah, man, I mean, I most of these people I know on a first name basis. So
that's great, man.
It's wild too. And sometimes I'm like, does this kind of take away the magic of some things to know these guys? And because I still want to be scared by the movies.
Right.
And to know like, Kane's just a nice guy. Nick Castle or James Jude Courtney.
Was there ever somebody that you met that you were kind of freaked out to meet at a horror convention? Because I have one.
Like scared or just like starstruck?
Yeah, like a little bit. Like so I'll give you mine. The last one I did was in Atlantic City. And I was signing right beside Harvey Stevens, who plays Damien in The Omen. Now, The Omen freaked me out when I was a little kid. Damien Omen 2 is still probably my favorite all-time horror movie. So the kid freaked me out when I was a kid. And I'm sitting next to, obviously, he's an older guy now.
Right.
But he still looks like the kid.
Yeah.
It turns out that he's a fan of mine from wrestling. So he came over to me and I'm like, oh, Damien's coming towards me. Like Damien's walking towards me. And he's like, hey, Harvey Stevens, nice to meet you, mate. Can I take a picture for me kids? And I'm like, okay, yes, yes, sir, Damien. But I got a picture with him, but it's still like, I know he's not Damien, but still deep down inside, you're seeing this guy. And it's like a little bit of a freak out, man.
Absolutely. And I haven't seen The Omen in so long, but isn't that like one of the craziest decapitations?
Absolutely.
With the glass?
Yeah, the glass comes.
I mean, that movie is terrifying. And that was a good impression of him, by the way.
Oh, thank you. It still holds up, though. That's the thing. Because any movie, to me, that involves the Antichrist or demonic possession, that could happen. You know what I mean? It's not like a giant, you know, Godzilla coming out of the ocean to attack your city. Like the Antichrist could be real.
Right.
It got to me a little bit more than most.
It's timeless, those kind of tales.
Exactly. Did you ever have one of those of somebody that you met that kind of creeped you out?
I think probably when I went to Spooky World, like I was talking about earlier, because I was so young, I think I was really scared to meet Kane Hodder.
Okay.
and obviously he's scary enough when he's Jason, but our you know, he wears these gloves and he's an imposing guy. And, you know, when I met him, I was probably, let's see, Jason Goes to Hell is 93, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like 8, and just lining up to meet him was pretty terrifying. But you know, then you get to talk to him and he's super nice and he signed my goalie mask, and I still have that mask to this day. And I because I've become friendly with him over the last couple of years, I sent him that picture of the mask and he was like blown away that I still had it. And he remembers Spooky World quite fondly as well.
That's great, man.
I wish I was more scared of some of these people. So I'm always looking for something that really scare me.
To get you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, dude, congratulations on Silver Scream Con. It's going to be a big success, and hopefully it leads to more franchise worldwide. And of course, congratulations on Ice Nine Kills and everything that's going on with you guys.
Thanks, man. And congrats on the new album. It was awesome.
Thank you.
When I was in the record store, I was so stoked to see that on the hot new release shelf. I had to take a picture of it.
Record store? One of the 5 left in America?
Yeah. Well, when I go back to Boston, I make a habit of going to Newbury Comics, which is like where I grew up buying t-shirts, where I bought that White Zombie t-shirt that I was speaking of earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm an old school guy, man. I love still going into record stores, and I miss the smell of the albums, and just like I do with the video stores. And if you're ever in Bend, Oregon, which is actually where I saw X on a day off, they've got that last Blockbuster.
The last Blockbuster.
And it's so cool to see. You got to go there.
I watched that documentary. I actually met a chick from Bend, Oregon. I was like, oh, that's the home of the last Blockbuster. She's like, I know.
That's all we're known for. But hey, it's better to be known for that than nothing.
Yeah. Man. Well, dude, congratulations, man. And hopefully one of these days we'll get a chance to meet face to face for sure.
Absolutely, dude. We got to get you at the Silver Scream Con 2023. And we got to get you in a Ice Nine Kills music video, because Jericho belongs in the Ink universe.
That'll happen. Yeah. We almost, I think is it this week you guys are filming?
Yeah.
It just didn't work. It's my daughter's birthday and my son's coming home from college, but we'll make it happen. Absolutely. We're on the same page.
I think you'll be pleased at who is playing the judge. I don't know if we talked about this, but originally we had Joe Bob Briggs playing some role in the video. And when we were shuffling things around, he's going to be the judge.
Oh, he's the judge. Oh, good. Joe Bob got my gig.
I mean, how good is that?
That's a decent replacement. I'll accept that.
Yeah. So pretty awesome.
Well, I'm looking for, what song is that for?
We're filming for the shower scene and Welcome to Horrorwood.
Gotcha. All right, man. We'll be watching for those. Spencer, always a pleasure, man.
Great talking to you, buddy. Keep in touch.
Absolutely.
Take care.
Thanks, man.
See you.